5 months after the Adomi Bridge at Senchi in the Eastern Region was closed down, Radio Ghana can confirm that work is progressing steadily. Our correspondent Yao Asante tells Rebecca Effer that if the contractor maintains the same momentum, work on the bridge is likely to be completed ahead of schedule.
I am on top of the bridge where the contractors are working, and they are preparing to fix the eighth deck on the bridge. They are working very, very fast, and they have introduced night work as well. As I speak to you, the Oxfam engineers and technicians are seriously working alongside with Ghanaian technicians, making sure that the bridge is completed according to schedule.
Now, you did mention that they are actually fixed the eighth steel deck on the bridge. Do you know the reason for replacing the concrete slabs with a steel deck?
According to Paul Herman, the concrete slabs were being supported with transverse beams under, which normally cause breaks, causing the concrete slabs to slip, or one way or the other, no vehicle can run on the portion of the bridge. But with the steel deck, it is obsolete. It's a new technology that has been applied, and it is able to carry 15-ton weight vehicle on the bridge.
What is the expected completion time?
They were given 2 years to complete this rehabilitation work, but the progress of work may even be down the period, but they are sticking to the 2 years time that has been given to them to complete the bridge.
Now, when the bridge was closed down initially months back, we all heard the reports of hue and cry that there's a lot of delay so far as the economic activity at the bridge is concerned.
Since the two ferries were provided, movement of vehicles and passengers between Senchi and Old Akradi has been very smooth. As at now, even the ferries have to wait for vehicles to be able to cross over or to be ferried from one end to the other. And activities at Senchi now is booming.
Correspondent Yao Asante on the 12.9 million euros Adomi Bridge rehabilitation work. The bridge was closed to motorists by the Ghana Highway Authority. The project is expected to be completed in 2 years.